Now, this Sunday we are celebrating the Holy Trinity. And admittedly, this is one of these Sundays that most priests are afraid of. They give us a little bit, we start to tremble a little bit when we start to thinking about having to give this homily on this weekend. Because the Holy Trinity is the central element of our faith. It is the most important element of our faith. Everything in our faith revolves around the fact that our God is a triune God. But because it is a central element, and because it is such a great mystery, there's also a lot of misunderstandings and errors that have crept up over the years around the Trinity. And of course, we as priests, we don't want to stand up here and promote heresy, thinking, oh, I'm preaching the right thing, when actually we're not. So we need to be very careful with our homilies on this weekend to make sure we don't cross over that line into error. Because there have been many errors throughout the history of the church, and some of them even persevere today. Recently, someone posted a list of common mistakes that priests make, you know, what not to say in your homily, posted that online. And it was various things like, you know, God is, you know, different images of God. So one day it's God the Father, next day it's God the Spirit, next day it's God the Son. You know, that's called modalism. That's a heresy. Other errors and different things that are going on that have gone on through the history of the church. But the Trinity is a great mystery, but it is also a beautiful mystery. You know, this idea, this revealed truth that this one God that we worship is three distinct persons, but one God, that they are perfectly united as one God. Now, it's something we can't quite wrap our minds around. We don't quite understand it, but we do profess it because it is the central element of our faith. You know, when we were baptized, for most of us as infants, we were baptized in the name of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we begin our prayers, when we begin our prayer, whatever it might be, we all begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That very beautiful, profound prayer of signing ourselves with the name of the Trinity. One of the great prayers that there is that we pray regularly, especially if we pray the Rosary, is the Glory Be. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. This isn't just a prayer, it is also a statement of faith, of praise to God, but also stating that He is eternal. And then, of course, speaking of statement of faith, every Sunday, as we will do here in just a couple of minutes, we profess our creed. We profess what we believe. You know, I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit. We profess that faith in the Trinity. It is so much a part of our faith. And while we do not understand the depths of the Trinity, and we are constantly seeking to know the Trinity better, there is one thing we do understand about the Trinity, and that is the three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are in a relationship. They are in a relationship, a familial relationship, the relationship of a family. That they have that relationship with each other, and that they desire to have that same familial relationship, that same relationship of a family with us. That they wish that we share in that same relationship. I mean, after all, that's why we call each other brothers and sisters in Christ. Because we are. We are in that relationship as siblings, as brothers and sisters, sharing in that divine love that the Trinity shares in. Because this unity within the Trinity is a unity of pure love. Now, when we talk about love, we're not talking about that human emotion. I think we need to be reminded of that regularly. You know, what we call love many times in our lives is an attraction, attachment. You know, we might say we love ice cream. Well, we have a great attachment to ice cream. We will get ice cream any chance we can. We say we love someone else, love a spouse, love a sibling, love a parent, love a child. It's an attachment, an emotional attachment, a bond with that person. And that's a good thing. That form of love is a very good thing. But the love that the Trinity shares is far deeper. Because the love that the Trinity shares is the love that is total self-giving. It's a total giving of ourselves to the other. It's a total separation from ourselves for someone else. Willing to give even our very lives. The fact that our Lord Jesus Christ suffered, died, and rose again here on earth is to show that total self-giving love of the Trinity. We need to recognize that the love of God is so strong that we were made to share in it. God did not need us. God did not need to create human beings. He did not need to create the universe. But he did. He did because he wanted to share that love with us and for us to share that love in return. He wanted to give of himself for us. That is why we exist, is to share in that love. You know, people will ask, well, why am I here? Why do I exist? Why is there creation? You know, all these philosophic questions. The simple answer is, all of creation exists so that we might share in God's love. That's how deep that love is. To grow, we are called in that love to grow in the knowledge of God and to share in that love, share in serving his will out of love for him, so that we might share deeply in that love in the next life, deeper than any love we can experience here on earth. We are called to love God so deeply that we will share it with him in the next. That's why we have free will. That's why we've been given choices, the ability to choose. Because love that is not freely accepted, that's forced on someone, is not love. It's coercion. And God does not want to force us to love him. He desires with the depth of his love that we turn to him and that we choose to share in that love. He will not force himself on us. But the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, desires that we come to him, that we come to this divine Trinity, this Father, this God that we follow. So we have the choice, the free will, to choose for God, to choose whether or not we will share in that love. The challenge for us as Christians is to desire to the depths of our soul to enter into that divine love. So on this Holy Trinity Sunday, may we choose to open ourselves up to that divine love of God, that divine self-giving, and to in turn share that love, that self-giving with those around us, because we are called to love our neighbor, even if we don't particularly like them at the moment. We are still called to love our neighbor and to be willing to give of ourselves for them as God was willing, the second person of the Trinity was willing to give his very life out of love for us. May we desire to enter into that relationship with the Trinity.